With Ecolab Science Certified, we take cleaning off your plate so you can focus on what's most important to your restaurant, your guests. And having them switch from giving your restaurant a go to making it a go-to spot, Ecolab Science Certified. Count on a scientific clean. Learn more at sciencecertified.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, July 22nd. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The internet is crucial for everything from hunting for a job to making banking transactions. But for people with visual impairments, many websites don't have the accessibility features they need, according to advocates. A cottage industry has sprung up around website accessibility, and law firms are targeting small businesses. We'll explain the impact this is having. And then, we're used to our personal devices, like phones and tablets, having batteries. But what if everything in your home had its own battery? Our tech columnist Christopher Mims is going to tell us more about some startups behind this push. First, though, the Americans with Disabilities Act was enacted in 1990 to prevent discrimination against people with disabilities. The Justice Department and federal courts have interpreted the law's protections to include online activity. So websites need to be accessible to people even if they are, for example, visually impaired. But many small businesses run afoul of this, and one law firm has been filing thousands of web accessibility claims against these companies. Here now with more on this is our senior special writer, Ruth Simon. So Ruth, what are the accessibility requirements for websites?
One of the hard things here is website requirements aren't all that clear. There are rules for government websites, private companies, there are guidelines, but there isn't like a strict list of things like you need to have a grip bar. That said, it's important. Some of the common problems you have are like there's bad color contrast or only color is being used to give information, that there are no alternatives to text. So really the basic idea here is to make it easy for people who are visually impaired to do all the same things that many of us take for granted.
So how do businesses know whether they're complying with the ADA or not?
Most of them don't. Small business owners, they're typically experts in whatever they do. They're not experts in web accessibility. And so what happens when businesses are sued, some of them have no idea how to make their websites accessible. Some of the businesses I talked to also said they had taken a bunch of steps to make their websites accessible, and the particular approach that the lawyers were taking didn't recognize that.
So tell us more about this cottage industry around ADA website lawsuits.
What's happening is that there are thousands of these lawsuits being filed, and what the critics of these lawsuits, the attorneys who are defending them, what they describe them are cut-and-paste lawsuits. So you might have dozens or even hundreds of lawsuits filed on behalf of a single plaintiff. And what the folks who are critical of these lawsuits say is these are really being done to extract settlements. Because what happens, I spoke to several businesses who fought these lawsuits, and even if you win, it's very, very costly to go to court.
The New York law firm Mizrahi Krub brought roughly one quarter of digital ADA cases last year, according to UsableNet, a provider of web accessibility services. What has it said about why it's filed so many of these?
So they brought more than 1,000 lawsuits just last year alone. What they've said is they are trying to make things better for people who are disabled. They say they hire experts to determine whether a website is accessible, and they have protocols once a case is settled.
Based on your reporting, what do you know about why this cottage industry seems to have sprung up?
The way the ADA is written, it relies on what we call a private right of action. That means the government doesn't have the resources to police all of these websites. And so private parties can bring these lawsuits. And in the case of, if you're doing it in federal courts, you can't sue for damages, but you can extract a settlement.
That was our senior special writer, Ruth Simon. All right, after the break, battery startups aim to change how we power everything from kitchen appliances to whole neighborhoods. We'll explain when we come back.
With Ecolab Science Certified, we take cleaning off your plate so you can focus on what's most important to your restaurant, your guests. And having them switch from giving your restaurant a go to making it a go-to spot. Ecolab Science Certified. Count on a scientific clean. Learn more at sciencecertified.com.
A growing view that electricity, rather than, say, gas, is the best way to power everything from cooking to driving, combined with America's inadequate electricity infrastructure, has startups working on new batteries, some that fit right into kitchen appliances. Our tech columnist Christopher Mims is here to tell us more. So Christopher, traditionally, if somebody wanted to increase the amount of electricity in their home, they had to upgrade their central electrical panel. But you've been looking at startups that can deliver more electricity by putting batteries in kitchen cooktops. Tell us about these two startups.
One of them is called Copper. They're based in Berkeley. And then there's Impulse Labs. They're based in San Francisco. And they both have basically the same goal, which is to get an electric induction cooktop into your house, or even a whole electric stove with an oven. And normally, at minimum, you'd have to rip out some drywall and put a bunch of new wires on the wall and put a big 240-volt outlet behind your stove if it's gas. But they realized, hey, you know what? If we just put a big battery in these things, you can cook with the battery and the battery will just continuously charge. It's like those little battery packs we carry around to charge up our phones. You know, the difference is this battery is big enough that if the power goes out, in the case of Impulse's stove, you can power your whole house from it.
And so how is it charging up?
You just charge it with a normal outlet, you know, like you'd plug any other device into, and it's just continuously drawing electricity whenever it needs to charge up. Impulse's system can be more sophisticated. You can do a special kind of hookup to your home where it can then act as like a battery backup for your home, or even allow you to sell power back to your utility company if you're in California or other states that are starting to roll that out.
Both of these companies are early stage. Where do they stand with rolling out their technology?
It really is early days. Copper has installed a couple dozen of these stoves in homes. Impulse has yet to roll any of them out, but they say their technology has been validated. It also seems like once they get going, you might see some bigger players coming in because in a way, it's a pretty obvious idea.
What are their long-term goals? Do they go beyond the kitchen cooktop?
Both companies, when I talked to them, said you could someday have a battery-powered hot water heater, for example, if you wanted to eliminate gas. They also said there are cases where you might want a battery in your electric heat split, which are the new heat pump style air conditioners and heaters that a lot of people are installing in their homes. And eventually the idea is you might have this kind of mini network of batteries inside your home that allows you to buy electricity when it's cheap, sell it back to the utility company when it's expensive, and keep your home running when the grid conks out.
What about home battery backup systems? How is this technology expanding?
One thing you're seeing is that with the grid becoming more unreliable, like what happened in Houston with Hurricane Beryl, more people are investing in these home battery backup systems. And again, they can also, in some ways, start to pay for themselves because they can allow you to buy electricity when it's cheap. And then you use electricity from the battery in the middle of that afternoon in the heat of the day when it's expensive. So companies like Anker, which a lot of people know because they make the battery packs that we use to charge our phones, you know, they've taken those and just scaled it up to a ridiculous degree. Some of them are the dimensions of a refrigerator split up and spread out across a wall. And that's enough battery backup to keep even the biggest home running for days.
Yeah, I mean, where do these bigger and bigger batteries fit in people's homes?
You can put them right on the back wall of a home, for example. So Anker's product is very slim, so it sits flat on the wall. Obviously, people who have garages can put them in there. People have been doing that with Tesla Powerwalls for years. But part of the idea of sticking batteries in appliances is you don't have to find a place for those batteries, right? They just tuck right into an existing appliance.
What are some of the challenges, though, of relying so much on battery storage?
One big challenge is just that batteries require a lot of resources. So it's unclear sometimes whether this is always apples to apples, the greenest option in a particular case. It might be the more high performance one. It might be the faster one. But, you know, batteries on this scale are hard to make and they remain costly, although that cost is coming down pretty rapidly as we build out factories to make these batteries primarily for vehicles.
All right, that was our tech columnist, Christopher Mims. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. We had additional support from Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
With Ecolab Science Certified, we take cleaning off your plate so you can focus on what's most important to your restaurant, your guests. And having them switch from giving your restaurant a go to making it a go-to spot. Ecolab Science Certified. Count on a scientific clean. Learn more at sciencecertified.com.